Bernice Eddy went public with her information as best she could. She went to the Cancer Society meeting up in New York and announced that they had found a cancer-causing virus in the cells upon which the vaccine had been grown. She stopped short of saying it was in the vaccine, but she wanted to get her medical professionals looking into it, which some of them started to do. And we find up in Philadelphia, Maurice Hilleman, who was the head vaccine developer for Merck, became very tuned into this. In fact, I have a video of him on my website. I've got several hours worth of video on my website, drmarysmonkey.com, but you've got to spell out doctor. And Maurice Hilleman says very clearly that he found a cancer-causing virus in the polio vaccine. And he went to Albert Sabin, who was the developer of the sugar cube vaccine, as we know, and said, Albert, there's cancer in your vaccine. And so the insiders at NIH knew this way back in about 1958 or 59. So the question we need to get to here is, what did they do once they realized that there was they had already released 100 million doses of a contaminated vaccine, contaminated with a cancer-causing virus, and they still had another 100 million on the shelf? And for your listeners who aren't going to be able to stay with us for the next 4 hours or next 3 hours, I want to make sure they can get this book if they want to. We have a very convenient 800 number, which is 556-2012, just the famous 2012 year. And there are operators standing by there that can take your order now, or you can get it from my website or from Amazon.com. Now, what we have here is when I heard about Bernice Eddy's announcement, I said, wait a second, she's trying to tell us something.
Mm-hmm.
Is she trying to tell us that there's an epidemic of cancer coming? And did it ever get here? And if it did, why didn't the press tell us? And so I went to a medical library, and I went and got together with the librarian. I said, this is what I need to know. And she came back with a book of NCI statistics. And she said, it's on this page right here. And it was 16 years of every cancer that they had tracked. I went home and put it on my computer, and the graphs are in my book. And what we see is a massive epidemic of soft tissue cancers that erupts in the years following the polio vaccine. And by soft tissue, I'm referring to breast as a soft tissue, prostate, lymphoma, and melanoma, which is cancer of the skin. If the quid pro quo here, if the connection between the polio vaccine and this cancer epidemic is, as I suspect, which is causal, then we got back 15 cases of cancer for every one case of polio.
Gosh,
on an annualized basis.
Now, how many people were vaccinated, and at what point did this vaccination stop with the contaminated monkey virus in it?
Well, the really saddest part of this entire story is they knew what was going on in 1960. Certainly by 1961, they still had another 100 million doses on the shelf. And the problem was they didn't want to stand up in front of the congregation and say, we got bad news. We just gave 100 million people a cancer-causing virus. They kept it secret, and they continued knowingly to distribute a contaminated vaccine for all of 1961, 62, and 63.
Oh, my God.
The total number, according to the Boston Globe, where somebody did write a very nice article on this, is about 198 million. So we're just at about the 200 million that they could document that actually got the contaminated vaccine. The problem is it's sexually transferable. So we're talking about not only everybody that got the polio vaccine between 1955 and 1963, but everybody that ever had sex with any of them.